sem respeitar. Did you hear that music cut out a minute ago? This is Connect the Dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, was that a timeline shift or whatever? You know, everything got disconnected. Then we're back with the music. Now I'm back here. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, if you got something to say, we'll say it. Number here is 888-627-6008. Well, let me tell you, hey, the world is getting crazier every day. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I have to talk about it because the whole world is being forced to talk about it. The Russian invasion of the Ukraine, so they say. Of course, there's jokes on the internet going on with pictures of Putin saying, oops, I knocked out 7 of your germ warfare labs, which is probably the intention of the whole thing to begin with. You know, hey, listen, I don't care what country you are. You don't want dangerous bionic germ warfare labs next to your border. And apparently there were 7 of them in Ukraine got knocked out with missiles. So that's probably the inside story on that one. Plus, you know, if you turn on the regular TV, you can't help hear nothing but lies, lies, lies. You know, Putin's bad, Putin's bad, Putin's bad. You know, it sounds like a broken record. Meanwhile, those of us that are foreign, we know that Ukraine's one of the most crooked governments in the world. You know, big, you know, money launderers, you name it. They give, you know, they bribe money to people like President Biden and his son, John Kerry of the U.S. government, and a few other people. You know, again, it's the same problem everywhere in the world, basically. People, there's good people everywhere, but the governments all suck. The governments are just NFG, if you know what that means. And that's pretty much the reality of that. But there's more important things to be talking about, like the future, you know? The future, yeah. The event is coming up. Supposedly, the Galactic Federation, a group of 52 star nations from all over our universe, is going to land their spacecraft here, round up the bad guys for us, and disclose the true information about everything that has been kept from the human race for ages, literally. And supposedly there's a battle going on now between the forces of the Galactic Federation and their opponents, whom they call the Cabal, which includes, you know, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergs, all the New World Order groups, plus the off-world beings like the Reptilians, the Dracos, kind of like Mothman creatures if you're familiar with the movie. And, did you see that flying Draco? Yeah, lizard, flying lizards. Anyhow, and there's a few other bad groups in there, too. Pleiadians of the good guys, Syrians of the good guys, so we hear. And supposedly the Arcturians are good guys, or some of them are. Andromedans, some of them are, and then some of them are bad. And that's the truth. You know, just like here on Earth, there's good people and bad people in every group. And so, hey, I'm tweeting away on Twitter the other day, and someone tweets back, oh, the Galactic Federation, they're Luciferians. You know, so I had heard Ashtar Command, no, they're the bad guys, supposedly. Ashtar Command is the military force of the Galactic Federation that's going to take out the bad guys and has taken out some of the bad things that have been put around our planet and some of the bad groups that were hiding out underneath, below the surface of the Earth, and they've taken out some of the spacecraft that had been orbiting around our Earth and some of the other electronic machinery to keep us locked in isolation here. So, hey, you know, anything is possible. I'm sure even in the Galactic Federation, there's bad groups hiding out in there, too. Of course, if you've followed this like I have for the last 4 years, I'm sure there's people who followed it longer. They, you know, it's GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light, otherwise known as the Galactic Federation. More, maybe those are two separate entities. And some of the information that, you know, I've listened to their game playbook and what they have said has been going on. And I have seen, you know, sometimes I have some doubts too. Can these people really be trusted, you know? I mean, supposedly it's a done deal. Victory is the light. You know, I follow Starseeds on Twitter. That's right, Starseeds, Starseeds, who are supposedly here on Earth to anchor the light coming from the center of the universe, going through all the galaxies, going through the edge of our solar system and through all the beings on planet Earth. And the starseeds are supposed to allow that light to come into them, and they're supposed to anchor it to Mother Earth, because we need to anchor more light into Mother Earth to make it impossible for these evil so-and-sos to exist on our world. And there's plenty of them still here, and they're the ones running all the government still. So, you know, I've been listening to the story. Well, first we got to take the weapons out of the sky. Then we got to take the children in underground bases. Then we got to take out the reptilians hiding out below the ground. Then we got to take out this other group. And then we got to take out this other group. And it turns out the last ones that are going to be taken care of is us on the surface. Doesn't make me feel good, nor did it make me feel good when I heard the story coming from that group or the representatives of that group that planet Earth is the last stronghold of the dark side in our universe. Well, isn't that wonderful to know that we've been allowed to suffer more than anybody else has, and it's only finally now they're considering coming to our rescue. And it has to do with it's an end of a cycle or something, and cosmic cycle. And perhaps that's the only reason they're here, you know, to because they said, well, if they don't clear planet Earth and get rid of the darkness on planet Earth, the whole universe is being held up. Maybe that's the only reason they're here. Maybe it's they done that because they like us or love us. Of course, they say love is the answer to everything. Hey, we're not going to argue with that. We're loving beings down here. Most of us are. But that's what's going on, you know. And I've participated in the global meditations where when we get together at the right point in time and focus on an image given to us, a storyline telling us what to envision in our minds, we all do it together. Our collective consciousness becomes a great force. And if we're thinking about bringing more light in to dissipate the darkness, yes. And thinking about other good things, love, and good vibrations. That's a strong weapon for defeating the dark side. Of course, you know, I'm the kind of person, I look at any situation what's going on, and I see a way to improve it. Hey, I've been tweeting on Twitter for 4 years. I've been, you know, put my 2 cents out there and asking different groups and that, and getting no response. You know, I'd like some representatives of these COAC. Come on, 52-star nations. Don't you have any representatives that can make a phone call? I've been asking for years for this now. Come on, call into my show. Let's have some real communication for the real people out here. If you guys are just talking to the military and the few good politicians, man, you're not talking to the real people. The real people are non-government, non-military. Yeah. Even though the military might be needed to pull this off at the last minute, at the same time, you're not communicating with regular people. You know, and I've done it on my tweets, but I have to say it on the show here. You know, I'm very disheartened at the way this Galactic Federation is handling the situation. I guess, you know, I thank them for all they're doing or claim they're doing, because they're really not offering much of proof or anything. We have the testimonies on Twitter of the Star Sage. They feel something's happening. I myself, you know, my life is kind of going on the same way it always is, pretty well. And I can deal with basically any daily situation, so there's nothing for me to notice. If anything, the people are getting stupider with the TV brainwashing. The more people wearing masks, more, you know, and all of a sudden there's a resurgence in mask wearing. And there's more evil so-and-sos on the regular TV. You know, the free TV, broadcast TV, they say they're doctors or they're claiming to be doctors, and they're trying to wrongfully influence the people to get more vaccines. If you got a vaccine, oh, get a booster. If you got a booster, get another booster. And they're just totally ignoring. These are nothing but puppet, no good so-and-sos that are really, they're participating in the ruining of lives and killing of a good number of lives. What, for their paycheck, so they can get a little extra money? How pathetic. I hope these guys are rounded up too when the event really happens and the ETs finally land their motherships and everything. A lot of pictures floating around on the internet of circular clouds, some of them glowing. Well, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. Of course, there's a round disk hiding in that cloud. You know, supposedly they're getting people ready, but they're not getting the masses ready. No, they're not. You know, those of us that see that on Twitter and we like it and recognize what's going on. Hey, Galactic Federation, maybe you are listening to the show, but you're not participating in life like you should be participating in here. And you know, certain things you just don't get. And basically, the support you get on the internet is from the choir. You're preaching to the choir, those of us that know the information already, those of us that know about a higher reality. And your efforts to really wake up the general population, I've heard the comments made that some of you don't think we're ready. Believe me, the human race was ready 50 years ago for you guys to land. Whatever intel you did, it wasn't good. And then you were still making the mistake of dealing with government people. What kind of investigators are you? Don't you realize everybody born in America knows from childhood that the people in government are corrupt? They're crooks. They're criminals. Turns out every other government in the world, one thing the plandemic has shown, that every government in the world is crooked. and owned by the people with the money, enough money to bribe them all. And with fiat currencies, there is enough money to bribe everyone on Earth, pretty much. Or certainly all the politicians, the lawmakers, and we see what they do with their authority. You know, people are trying to, convey to their governments honest messages about they don't like the decisions being made and to change them. And what do these governments do? They bring out the military and beat up innocent, and the local police use the military and the local police to beat up peaceful protesters. And they make up all kinds of lies, and they get away with it because they have access to mainstream media. You know, hey, I'm the ruler of a country. You got to let me talk. And, of course, all the rulers of all the countries, including America, are nothing but puppets for the New World Order. And that's part of the issue, you know, that we all need to start talking about. But before I even go further with that one, hey, it's a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. So with 52 star nations out there, I can't believe that what kind of intel they have. I can't believe that none of them, and supposedly I've heard, of course, you know, they might brag just like we do. They have billions of spacecraft in our solar system. And you mean to tell me with that many spacecraft and 52 star nations that nobody can make a phone call into a radio station to do some regular-to-regular conversation, you know? Or are you guys have a totalitarian network up there? Only the elite of your organizations can contact us. And, of course, I've heard the decision already. You're worried about our safety. Well, no one is going to get hurt by calling into a radio station. You know, and if you don't know how to mask the location of your signal, how can you even claim to be able to help us? I mean, really. And, you know, I'm a realist person here. You know, I want to believe, you know, I believe it's going to be victory for the light. And I want to believe you guys are going to do everything you've been claiming to do. You've been whetting your appetite with the hospital beds, the healing machines, the free replicators, the tachyon chambers. Yeah, all great things for humanity, but you're just whetting our appetite. You know, when you start talking about that stuff, why aren't you coming, landing, and giving it to us? You know how many people could benefit from that right now, and their suffering would be relieved? Forget about the whole human race waking up. They're not going to do it. First of all, you're not even doing the things, you know? I don't know if you guys make movies or anything, but that would have been the easiest way, and it still is the easiest way to get a large percentage of the population. A one hour and a half at the most movie, you know? Even a half-hour movie could do something, you know? Or a 45-minute movie, but you need something like that because people respond to images. And if the storyline's right, it can tell the people what they'll get an idea of what they can do as regular people. Because this whole, you know, they're kind of like in the deadlock, the general population. They think that, well, let's organize a protest. And if the episode in Canada didn't put the nail in the coffin here and get us to wake up, you know, you see what happens when you just go do a protest. The government has too much power. All the leaders of the government are controlled by the New World Order. They don't want to listen to you. They don't want to give you what you want. Now, you guys, the people in government are supposed to, supposedly elected officials. Now, if you're not basically threatening them to remove them from their office one way or another, they're not going to do anything, you know? Just like they've used fear to play you out, to trick you into getting vaccines, you can do the same thing with them, you know? Hey, all fair in love and war, And, you know, even though we're loving people and we don't want violence, there's plenty of things that you can say to put the fear in the hearts of the government people to get them to come out and talk to you and follow your instructions. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They're not doing their job, and they're not listening to the real science. And they've all participated in hoodwinking you and tricking you into doing something that's unhealthy for you and unhealthy for the human race. They don't, none of these elected officials deserve to hold on to their jobs, not even to the next election. But if you're going to do a protest, people, you got to go with in mind either they're going to come out and talk to you and do everything you tell them, or they will wish they had, you know? And you tell them, this is not a threat. It's a promise. You're not going to get away with ignoring us anymore, and you are going to pay the consequences, whatever they may be. And you can even take it as far as saying, yeah, we know where you live. And these people, you know, that's how it is with humans. Sometimes the only thing that gets them to do something is the fear of bad repercussions. And you see, that's what government does to the populace all the time, to try to get you to stop squawking about what you should be squawking about. Is they try to intimidate you, put fear in your heart, you know, send the police out, terrorize some people, good protesters out there, and you'll be fearful to protest. This has been their tactics all along. Well, hey, you know, like I said, all fear and love and war, and as the saying goes, you have to put some fear in their heart one way or another to get them to listen to you. And you need to remind them, you're my public servant. I only want you to do what I tell you to do. And I want you to get rid of all the laws that I don't like. That's right. And all the laws the majority of us don't like. Is that clear enough? Now, if we don't hear you from you tomorrow, by tomorrow, guess what? We will be taking steps to see that your career is over. I mean, this is how it has to be played out. But meanwhile, hey, if there's any movie makers out there, make a movie showing the people what they have to do, basically what I just said. They have to take it beyond just peaceful protest. There has to be a threat of some repercussions to the elected officials that are not doing their job and wasting taxpayers' money. Plus, I mentioned in our other shows, they all can be with a team of lawyers and doctors declared insane. Do it. You got to do it one by one now. Start with the big honchos at the top. Declare them insane. They are insane because they've not listened to real science. They've taken bribe money to do horrible things. They've misused their power. They've participated in sabotaging their own economies. They're traitors to their own country. Come on, you got enough reasons there to lock them away for life. Why isn't anybody doing anything? You know, I mean, really, do I have to draw you a map? Apparently so. So there are so many things that the people who are dissatisfied can do. We can declare the government, declare your government obsolete. The national governments are basically should be obsolete. Very few things they should be handling. Really, a minimum of things, especially if we have state governments or province governments. Everything, you know, why should we have this federal government that's out of touch, you know, because they're all locked up in places like Washington, D.C., which is an evil town. It's controlled by the dark side. And it has all the markers there to prove it to you. right in your face every day, but nobody wants to talk about that, just like nobody wants to talk about invisible spirit beings that can take control of weak-minded people. They've been around a long time. You know, I was talking to someone just the other day, and, you know, it used to be years ago that the devil was blamed for everything. Well, the devil is just one creature out of many other invisible creatures and out of many physical nasty creatures. They're all vying for control of our planet. And we're in, you know, this is World War III. We're in the middle of it, and it's the aliens against humanity. It's the dark side against light. It's the ungodly against the godly. All these battles are being fought simultaneously. And there's all kinds of horrible, evil creatures still on our world. So we got to do something, you know. We have to take the actions. You know, we've all grown up thinking that the authorities are the ones to go to solve the problems. Well, it turns out the authorities are the least ones to go to in most countries. They're all crooks. They're all bribe takers. But we have to stand up and really push them aside and set up our own alternative government and tell them and start doing the things that they're supposed to be doing with our tax money. And we, once we start doing it, then we can declare them obsolete. We don't need you to do this, this, and this for us because we're doing it for ourselves. And you have no justification for tax money anymore. We'll collect it at the state level or the province level. And you, the federal government, can have a meeting with the states or the provinces to ask for what you believe you need. And then we'll apportion it to you for what we see to be realistic. And that's how it should be. Plus, we need to set up governments, alternative governments, where the people at the elected positions in the alternative governments, if they're an elected person, they have to get a majority of citizens that they represent to approve something before they can really make a law about it or take an action. Everything needs to be voted on by the general public. We have the technology to do this. Please don't tell me that a computer system can't be fixed so it can't be rigged. Please. You know, those are the liars at the communications companies and the people who make the computers because they want to sell you software and spyware and firewalls to the end of time, which is not that far away. But, you know, all it takes is ingenuity, please. Don't listen to these people, con artists, salespeople, telling you it can't be done. I'm sure there's people in military, if they're listening to me now, they think, oh, I'm full of shit. Well, guess what? You know, I can prove to anybody you can set up a computer system that's foolproof. You know, it requires ingenuity and doing things differently. No, if we, you can't make it foolproof if you just play with the 10 dominoes they've given you and say, okay, here, make the computer out of 10 dominoes. Well, that's not how you make a foolproof computer, okay? You know, I've got the gift of ingenuity, and I'm saying it can be done, and I can prove it any day of the week. You know, you send me the team and you pay me a good wage to start working on this in a very short time. We'll have a foolproof computer. Absolutely. And we need, you know, that's the type of government, if we're going to have any type of government, of course, like the Native Americans say, the best type of government is no government. And when you look at what people respond better to agreements than laws. Yeah, I said that that great philosophical statement is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I recommend everyone listening to my voice get that book because it's in plain English. It explains the basic picture that the, you know, it's the ETs are to blame for all our bad things in our universe, you know, and on our planet Earth. It's the ETs, you know, and then there's the stories out there how the ETs in charge of creation at one point in time decided to break away from the original source of all that is, God the Heavenly Father, and started to, well, we're going to make our own rules. We're going to make things any way we want. We're not going to follow anybody's rules up above us anymore, and we're going to play God. And eventually, those false gods made it here to planet Earth, yes. And they set up false god places all around. And supposedly, the war between good and evil has been going on for a million years. Well, and it's supposedly going to come to an end right here on planet Earth, but it's not happening fast enough, you know? Hey, that's what I put the message out. If you're listening to my voice, you know a person, it's a starseed, you know it's a person that in the military has a connection with the resistance of the so-called Galactic Federation. Have them called in, you know? I'm sure if they're in the intelligence, having a certain degree of intelligence and saying know how to make a phone call without giving away their location. That's it, you know? Nothing to risk, but communications, we're in the dark, basically. General population's being kept in the dark. We don't like that because then you're just being just like the governments we hate, you know? You can't just come here and talk about love and doing good things and stuff like that and not, you know, you got to walk the walk. You can't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk or walk the talk or whatever, however you want to slice it. But, you know, you need to do more than you're doing. Yeah, you've done a lot, and thank you for all that you've done, okay? Assuming that you have, of course, you haven't shown us any proof, but we'll take your word for it, okay? But you need to communicate with us, you know? Keeping us in the dark is not a good thing. This thing could have been rounded up already. If when I started asking for some support, you know, you were waving the $70 trillion in our face on the Internet. Yeah, 4 years ago, I remember. Maybe we don't, but I remember. And I quickly caught on to that big number, and I started tweeting and trying to make communication contact. Well, put some of that money out now because a lot of good things could be done with it now rather than wait for some indefinite date in years down the road. And it still could be helpful. We don't need the whole $70 billion. It was said, well, it's going to be for after the event. Well, let me tell you something. We need the money more now than after the event. I mean, how can you not understand that? You know? I mean, really, what kind of reconnaissance did you do before you came to this world, brought all your spacecraft in our solar system? Are there really a billion spacecraft? You know, I have my doubts about that, too, because you guys might be braggers just like us here on Earth. You know, a billion? Well, hey, I'm sure, what's the difference? It's more than enough, that's for sure. But, man, with a billion spacecraft, why don't you just land them all on Earth? There won't be any resistance, you know? And then why wait, you know? I mean, you said you rounded up most of the bad guys already, so what are you waiting for now, you know? The excuse I've been hearing on at the portal is, those of you who might know why I'm talking about the portal, maybe some of you don't, but that's the representation place for the resistance to the cabal. Well, I'm here on the portal. Well, they've moved the goalposts down. It used to be that we were given a date, July 7th, 2025, that the ascension of planet Earth has to happen by then because of the positioning of the planets and the stars and the paths, galactic paths of motion. Okay, you know, that sounds logical, and supposedly the window was open from, I'm not sure, it was open in the 70s or 87 or something like that, but it's supposedly going to be closing by 2025. Now, the most recent information, well, it might not close. Well, that's causing all kinds of credibility issues here. How can you tell us that there's a time limit from which the ascension of the planet has to be made? And of course, that is the plan. We've started hearing about that back in the late 80s, early 90s, that the plan for planet Earth was to ascend a whole population, something that had never been done before. Well, the whole thing is, you know, 2025, July 7th was the day we were given. And then at one point, I heard somebody stretch that a couple of weeks later. Well, you can actually go to the 31st of July. Well, you know, that's a little stretch on credibility, but now it's like the ascension window will be open past 2025. But you're discrediting that information that was originally given to us 3-4 years ago. You know? I mean, really? And you're still not willing to communicate with regular people. And calling into a radio show is the safest way to do it. But apparently somebody at the top there said, no, don't do that. Well, you need to be more flexible in life. Listen, I know what it is to be a commander-in-chief, and I claim to be one of the best, and you can always make exceptions. I've got a saying, you know, you can make exceptions to anything, and even exceptions to the exceptions. And if you don't know how to do that in the command authoritative position, well, maybe you better go back to command school. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but sometimes that's the only way to wake people up. You know, you got to be told, hey, like, you know, I'm not too happy about how you're dealing with things. And I have a right to say that because I'm the kind of person, there's always a way to improve the situation, get the results faster. I've never run into a situation where I couldn't do something like that with an action here or an action there. You know, maybe your Galactic Federation, well, you certainly don't have too much experience with the human race. You know, we're all, not all idiots. We're not all brainwashed people. Sure, the majority of people. We've been dumbed down for tens of thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years, we've been dumbed down. And the public education systems of the last century were brainwashing systems, you know, not severe brainwashing systems in America, but nevertheless to a certain extent. And you want to get some knowledge about just an inkling of how smart we here on Earth, you need to pick up a copy of my book, Connected Dots Theory, and you'll see some fresh thinking and creative thinking, and you'll see captions of philosophy, and you'll see how much I've witnessed that nobody ever talks about. And you probably don't even know that exists. And well, if you do know these things that exist, that I special things that I talk about in my book, Connected Dots Theory, why aren't you communicating them to us? Huh? What's this, like, you got to wait to the event to disclose all? That's a bunch of nonsense. That's a, you know, that's to almost an artificial intelligence command. You know, it's too written in stone. You need to make exceptions to everything. You know, there's so many wonderful things people could be interacting with on planet Earth now. I've got it in my book, except I don't have any promotion from my book, except talking about it on the radio here. You know, I had a self-publisher with a company that doesn't really do the promotion for the book. You know, I claim it to be one of the most mind-enlightening books of the 21st century. Of course, when you guys land, I guess it'll mean nothing then, you know, because the conspiracies won't be going on still. But I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. And I'm not talking about the COVID ones either, because the book came out in 2017, it was easily available. It still is available. Well, hey, Galactic Federation, you, somebody in your in the authoritative positions of your groups, you ought to pick up a couple of copies, you know, and find out how humans think, how superior thinking humans think, and learn a little philosophy, because I've got quite a bit of philosophy in that book too. And hey, you know, I stand by what I created there in that book. It's a teaching text, you know, connect the dots theory. It's not so much a theory, really. It's a lot of different things that are connected in many, many different ways. And it's designed and written to get people to think and connect the dots. That's why it's called Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. You know, I think the first 40 pages are free. But many of the things I talk about in that book, and I don't have the pictures of them, I have drawings of what was perceived and experienced. All these things could be shared with the whole human race now. You guys have the power to break into communication channels and start disseminating the information. There's no secret information there. There's no... a lot of photos of some of your unusual spacecraft. You know, you could say, well, hey, that's our mothership cruiser, and that's our, you know, you might be able to identify, oh, that's a craft from the dark side or something. But, you know, what says you've got to wait till the event before you disclose everything? Things in my book can be disclosed already. First of all, I was disclosing them. So, but you can help spread it, you know. Send the communications out to your star seeds. You must have many of them. Hey, meanwhile, I'd like to help you plant some of your stones, but, you know, I'm don't have the money for them. I'm looking into it, how I can maybe get some for free, but what can I tell you? You know, it's rough when you don't have a significant amount of money, except to make it to the next day or the next week. And of course, you guys don't know anything about that if you're out there in spacecraft. All your problems are taken care of. Everything is shared. You know, you don't require money to buy things. You know, there's a lot of things that we're stuck with here. Right now would be the money, the high cost of rent, the high cost of food, the high cost of gasoline. And, of course, the dark side is manipulating the situation here. That's why they should be removed as soon as possible, to make things even worse for us to have to suffer. And, of course, they're serving their demons who want to see, the invisible demons that want to see human beings suffer. And if there's enough money in the pot, they'll go right ahead and do it. No qualms about it. And That's what I got to say about that. So what we have here is a failure to communicate. We have a lack of communication. We have an epidemic of unresponsiveness. We have a lack of practical ideas how to deal with the situations. The people in charge with the authority need to go back to school and learn how to think. They need to learn how to play a good game of chess. Because I'm very disheartened about the decision makers, how they're going about that. Sure, there must be a few good decision makers in this world left, but the majority of them are bribe takers, unfortunately. Majority of the elected officials in government and the high position decision makers are bribe takers and puppets of the new world order. Yes. We're all tired of this system being run like that. There's no need for it, you know, but there's a epidemic of unresponsiveness from even the general public. For years I've tried to contact people and try to do something different, you know, beyond the staff. Nobody is interested, period. The only thing anybody in government seems to be interested in is how much money you have from them. And people like me, they don't have any money. I don't have anything they're interested in. They're certainly not interested in ideas or solutions. You know, all the bad weather out there caused by excessive rain, flooding. For years, I've been contacting states and talking to them about their flooded areas and would they be interested in learning how to make foolproof flood situations, something I invented because I had a piece of property that would flood out, and I did a little work on my own, and I figured out how to set up a foolproof flood system for anywhere in the world, pretty much, you know. And nobody's interested in government, that is, or nobody's interested with money. You know, people without, like me without money might be interested in it, but it requires a certain amount of money to do the work to set up a community, a neighborhood, a city with true total flood protection, but it can be done. You know, I figured out the riddle. That's what I am. I'm a problem solver. So I ran for president 4 times. I'm doing it again in 2024 as an independent writing candidate because I am the most qualified because I am a problem solver and I am an inventor of solutions. I also can invent products if there's money involved because that's what we need here on Earth, money. You know, I invented a solution. I talk about it all the time. I talk about it on Twitter. I talk about it on my radio show here. I invented a solution for the people who take control of their governments. Apparently, nobody cares. Nobody gives back to me on it. And you, the Galactic Federation, you guys are out. I mean, you're suffering from unresponsiveness, too. If you can't respond to a person who has solutions, you know, if you had all the solutions, you would have solved the problem already. And plus, I'm not too happy with the communications you've given us, you know. You guys are supposed to be superior, well-trained people in the things you do. Yet, I mean, there's a list of things, excuses I've heard. Like I said, I've been following your routine and our solar system for years now. You know, you tell us about, oh, the dark side surprised you. They had, were cloaked and they came out and gave you a tough battle. Oh, they had more mines set up around our planet. They had more dangerous weapons focused on our planet than they thought. Again, who does your reconnaissance? How come you're not aware of how the dark side could cloak themselves? How, you know? You claim to be able to cloak yourself, so how could you let them pull one over on you like that? And now you're the latest thing that I'm really annoyed about is you're moving the data ahead. You're telling me that there may not be a planetary ascension. And you weren't willing to give us a date for the event, not that we need the exact date, but you're not even willing to give us a time frame. We thought we had it had to happen by 2025. Now, in your latest announcement, a very dumb thing to say, even if it is true, probably, we're losing confidence in you, you know? Just showing a spaceship in hiding in clouds is not going to, not going to solve the problem here. It's not going to get the rest of the people ready, you know? There's a dozen different things that could be doing if you started working with us, the regular people who have the solutions of what humanity responds to, not the dark side that wants to mind control everybody. There's ways that people will respond voluntarily. You guys in the Galactic Federation don't know it, you know? You talk about getting us to participate in mass meditations. You're preaching to the choir again. Only a small, small fragment of the world is going to do that. Because the majority of the people on Earth don't understand that they hasn't been explained to them why that's important. And then, you don't understand we're all individuals here on Earth, you know? You can't expect the human race the way it is to respond in groups. We all have, there must be 1,001 different groups on our planet. And to get a planetary agreement for everybody to participate at a certain time requires a little bit of ingenuity and a little bit of know-how of what people respond to. And simply using the internet and amazingly, we got enough to seal the deal on December 21st. I participated in that, you know, but it was a big one back in July of last year. I participated in that one, too, and you said, oh, that's great, you know, and then we had to have another one in December. Oh, that's great now. Now you're talking, it's on the internet, dear. Now they want to do one every moon, full moon. Yeah, okay. But this deal with worrying about what's happening in the Ukraine, thinking people are going to have time on their hands to do a meditation every 4 hours. Well, why don't you know? You guys got a billion ships out of here. You know, it might be more realistic to ask your crews and your people in our solar system, you do the mass meditation every 4 hours because you just got nothing to do with your souls up there. You're just waiting for somebody to give the command, you know. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen too soon the way you guys are doing. You know, you're not going to get humanity to participate in a thing every 4 hours. You don't know the human beings you're dealing with here. You're only going to get a small group that's self-educated array about other dimensions, the forces of the planets and stuff like that. It's only a small group, you know? They're not going to learn about or understand that easily. A movie could help everybody out. But the people who control the movie industry are the ones who hold the money. Those of us that want to be independent, we have a million roadblocks in front of us unless we make something that the cabal likes. Of course, there's a way to get around that. It's called ingenuity. I'm the guy who has it. You know, again, another reason that you, if you're a movie maker, or you the Galactic Federation, should get in contact with me. Now, just to prove I can stop the conversation there and jump over to something else, maybe some of you people have heard about the Nazca lines over in Peru. nothing new at this point in time, but maybe the new generations of children don't know about it. Of course, that all that information about the famous Nazca lines carved out in the desert in Peru should be public information in the public school system, but you know, they don't want people to think, or they want people to learn to respond to bills and follow rules. And that's what public education has become. And you're better off schooling your child at home. So anyhow, especially with the masks and all the other crap going on, the Nazca lines first got some notoriety back, it was somewhere back in the last century, could have been the 60s, early 70s. It was a thing put out called The Chariots of the Gods. And it was kind of like a documentary type video, and then showed pictures of spacecraft on walls and caves, and on other pictures of spacemen on rocks over in Africa. And they showed the some of the outlines on the Nazca desert plain in Peru. And one of them was what looked like a big spider. Okay, and that's what they identified it as. It's hard to believe that even back at that time, late 60s, early 70s, that nobody with any scientific knowledge came forth and said, that's not a diagram of a big spider that you would see from a craft hovering above. That's the magnetic field of the Earth, what it looks like as the solar wind hits it. You know, so that was an identification mark regarding the solar, when the magnetic field being hit by the solar wind and defining where the poles are for the spacecraft that was in that area. Now, how could, is everybody in the world brain dead? Not a word has ever been said about that publicly until right now that I mentioned it. You know, it's so obvious. There's always pictures in scientific journals about showing the magnetic field, and it looks like a spider with its back legs pulled forward. And that's created by the solar wind coming from the sun, you know? And how can nobody connect the dots that that's what that picture of the spider, it's a picture of Earth's magnetic fields, you know? I mean, really, is everybody brain dead? Well, I just had to say that. Hey, listen, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, you know. And, hey, I've got two albums out there on the CD Baby. You can purchase them on Amazon, iTunes, etc. And I also have 25 YouTube videos out there. But the way I can make some money on royalties, and out of 35 songs total on two albums, I'm sure you'll find one that you like, even if you just play and listen to it. You know, I can get a nickel or a dime or something like that, you know, whatever they're passing out, quarters this week, I don't know. Maybe a dollar if I get enough listens to it. You know, give me some support for this radio show that I do, been doing for over 4 years, where I come here and I share knowledge and I give my two cents and I try to, like, you know, inspire people to do something, you know, unite together in unison, because only us, the people, are going to bring down, change the situation with the totalitarian government setups. Because apparently our Galactic Federation friends are going to wait till doomsday to land their ships, you know, and I just heard nothing but excuses, excuses, excuses. And those of us on the surface population, you really haven't shown us any proof that you've done anything. You know, we're gullible. We'll believe you. But this last thing postponing is called moving the goalposts. You know, you better clarify what's going on here. Now, you owe us explanations here, and you need to become more responsive and try to communicate with us verbally. Now, spare me the telepathic communication, because the things that we, the people of Earth, need to talk to you about need to be done with verbal communication. And if you don't understand why, well, one day maybe you'll talk to me and I'll explain it to you in verbal communication. Because there are certain things that can be explained that will get lost in the telepathic communications. You won't be able to do it. And I know what I'm talking about. And I doubt if you could prove me wrong on that one. So that's it. I've got two albums out there. Now, the best way to hook into all this, I've got a song out there called Break the Ice. You know, it's a great idea. Break the ice. You know, we want to break the ice with the silent communication. And we want to break the ice with the unresponsiveness. Well, it just so happens a famous female has a song called Break the Ice also. So in order to get to my videos and my the songs from my two CD baby albums are also posted as videos, just non-motion videos, out there on YouTube. So the way to do it is you key in the words Break the Ice, and then after that you have to key in by Tom Edison. That's who I am, T-O-M-D-I-S-O-N, Tom Edison, that's my real name. So you key in, you know, you can just Google this in the Google bar. Break the Ice by Tom Edison. And then the machine will bring you up and you'll see two images connected to me for Break the Ice. You know, one has a spiral, record cover type spiral that doesn't change. That's the songs to just listen to the songs. And that's where I can make some money. I don't have anything hooked up with YouTube to make any money, but they're free there because I'm a giving person. And maybe it'll inspire you to be a more loving person or just inspire you in some way or another to love the earth more. I've got my 25 videos out there for free. So when you see the two Break the Ice there, you choose the one with the spiral, the blue and black spiral on it, and then you can just listen to the song, and I'll be giving you a nickel dime recorder in the mail when the time comes to send me the royalties. Okay, Mr. Engineer, you got to take us out of here now. And tell your friends to tune in next week. You know, any Starseeds or Galactic Federation representatives, have them call in, because we need to have some public conversation about what's going on. We don't like being kept in the dark. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. nobody's sleeping. I don't want to join, join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by, now stop to look.